We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Husky Football Saturday. Counting you down to the 2021 season with your host, Tony Castrico.
Green grass in front of them. Off to the races. Touchdown, Washington.
On your home for the Huskies, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, practice number 11. Going to get underway in about a half hour live at Husky Stadium. It's Husky Football Saturday. There is football here at the greatest setting, although we don't have the sunshine that we had last week. It is more of a typical spring Saturday here. April showers are here, to be sure, but it brings a May spring game coming up next weekend right here on the home of the Huskies. And today's co-host, our sideline reporter, Elise Woodward, joining me up in the booth. Elise?
Yeah, it's raining and I'm in the booth.
How about that?
I can handle that. Man, it's too bad it wasn't last week, and that was just phenomenal spring weather. But maybe next weekend for the spring game. But it's fine. It's just a little drizzle. It's not going to hurt anybody. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
The weather next Saturday, now that we're kind of within that window that we're getting a peek of the forecast, looks like 40% chance of rain, high of 57. Again, typical spring weather. But still, I think it's going to be really exciting to see, A, what kind of format they come up with for the spring game. Are you going to go purple versus gold and have a four-quarter game? Are you going to do offense versus defense and come up with a scoring system for that? I know they want it to really resemble competition, and obviously we're going to open this thing up and have fans in the stands, and that should be really exciting.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I don't think for a lot of the diehards out there, it could be a blizzard and they're going to be here. they miss walking into this place, and I know for so many of the players and the coaches and certainly for the fans, a sense of gratitude of having football back. And for many, this is what they live and die by. It's Husky football. So you know a lot of those that can get out here next Saturday to watch a spring game. And from the football aspect of it, it will be a game. And that's one thing I said, for our format, what are we looking at? And we've had sometimes in the past where it's just been drills and it hasn't been exciting in terms of a competition. But it sounds like this year they're going to roll it out there. We don't know the format yet, but a chance to see guys, and it's what it's all about. Somebody's going to win some jobs. There's some open jobs out there to be had, and these practices and that spring game is a determining factor.
Yeah, we'll talk about a lot of those jobs that are open, to be sure, over the course of the next hour here with Elise. But unfortunately, a job just opened up on Wednesday in the starting lineup for the Washington Huskies. And you and I were right next to each other at the press conference when Jimmy Lake broke some news. Take a listen about Zion Tupuola-Fatui.
And then Zion, as you guys have noticed, has been out of practice. He ruptured his Achilles. It was a non-contact injury. He's doing fine. He's going to have surgery this week. And the recovery on that is usually about 6 to 10 months. And he's got a smile on his face, and he told me he's going to be back and ready to go at some point during the 2021 season, which I believe he will with the way he's going to attack rehab.
Okay, 6 to 10 months. To me, what that means is anything's possible for this season. But that being said, it's possible that we don't have number 58 coming off the edge in 2021.
All right. I think that we've seen 10 years ago, this was considered to be a very, very difficult injury to come back from, period. But we've seen with Kobe Bryant, locally, Breanna Stewart, we've seen some top-level athletes get back to the very top of their game after an Achilles tear. First and foremost, wish him the best in rehab. He's already had the surgery. Right now, if you're just counting out the months, 6 months is October.
Yeah.
So that's the entire non-conference portion of the season, and then obviously some of the games in season. So you're going to have to go forward, and I think it's going to be a bonus if you see him, which is unfortunate. Yeah. He had such a phenomenal year last year, was absolutely unstoppable at times, and so wish him the best. And the only good news of this is that they've got these spring practices in time to figure out who that guy is going to be to replace him.
Yeah, coming off the edge opposite of Ryan Bowman, we expect him as a sixth-year guy, and he looks in phenomenal shape. We expect him to be a starter coming off one edge. But, yeah, that leaves a huge hole with number 58, Zion Tupuola-Fatui, who, Elise, you've been patrolling the sidelines since 2002, I believe. I mean, you've been down here for all these games, all these years. And I've got to wonder, did Zion have the best three-game stretch coming off the edge of anybody in the last 16 years? Against Oregon State to open the season, two sacks, two forced fumbles. Arizona, two sacks, pass broken up. Utah, three sacks, forced fumble, fumble recovered for 29 yards. I mean, the productivity is absolutely insane.
Yeah, I think from a three-game stretch, there's no question. He put himself in there for Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. He was three-time in a row Pac-12 Player of the Week defensively. Like he had a phenomenal stretch that you wish it could have been extrapolated over 12 games or 13 games and seen a full season, and that's what we were hoping for this year. But what he was able to do, and I think Jimmy mentioned it, and I think for all Husky fans, it was just a snippet. He was really a guy that burst on the scene. Nobody knew who he was. You hope somebody else like that can emerge. But for him, it was like we were just scratching the surface of what he could do, what his potential is going to be. Can he do it for a full season? What's it going to happen when people are keen on him?
Yeah.
And all these other factors. Will that open up Bowman on the other side? There were so many things that we were waiting to see in the development of ZTF that will be put on hold. But they do have confidence that some of these other guys are going to, just like ZTF, emerge and become playmakers. I don't know if anybody's going to put up those kind of numbers in a three-game stretch.
Yeah.
I don't think that's set. I think those expectations are a bit high. But certainly in college football, you got to rotate through. You got to have guys that are developing at all times, not just for injuries, but for graduation and going early in the draft. It's what you have to be prepared for.
Yeah, and I think about, you know, that fourth game of the year, Zion did play the entire game against Stanford, didn't notch a tackle. They really did kind of focus on making sure that he didn't do anything. But, again, Ryan Bowman wasn't available in that Stanford game. He wasn't coming off the other edge, and they had a true freshman in Savelle Smalls. They were trying to rotate some other guys in, but, of course, there was no Liatu Latu last year. And so, you know, it really does help to have two monsters on both ends, because then you have to pick and choose how are you going to handle all of this. And so I think that's going to now fall on somebody's going to have to be the next man up to help Ryan Bowman, because I think when you got two real threats off the edges, that's when it really opens up somebody to be explosive and very productive off the edge. And so Jimmy Lake kind of talked a little bit about who he hopes that next person will be to take ZTF's place.
And if you guys remember, about a year ago, nobody was talking about ZTF. All right. Nobody even knew those initials. And so now we have really quality players at that position. And now it's their turn to take over an opportunity and run with it. And we'll see who those names are going to be. You guys know the names that are out there that's been making plays, you know, this spring. Some of those guys have made plays this last fall. And so some players are going to have to emerge.
So I think it's a valid point. You know, that Liatu Latu was the guy we were all excited about. He mysteriously wasn't able to be there, and ZTF ended up stepping up and was phenomenal last year. And so who's that guy going to be? You know, of course, a great candidate is Savelle Smalls, highly recruited, local kid. Everybody's been excited about him from the moment he said, I want to be a Dog. So that's a guy that could take a huge step now after having been in the system for a year. You know, the game's going to slow down for him. I think we're going to look at number 17 as a guy that maybe could be that. But also, we've heard great things about Braylon Trice. New outside linebackers coach Akaika Malloy thinks he can be every bit as good, if not better, than Joe Tryon, is what he told the media earlier this spring. So keep an eye on number 45. There's a lot of guys there. Cooper McDonald's had a great camp. There's a lot of guys there that could do it. But when you look at the numbers that ZTF put up, I honestly think, Elise, he was going to be a preseason All-American. And that's what really hurts, just to know that he's not going to be out there in September, maybe not October, maybe not at all. It's just sad, and certainly for the kid. You wish that he could be out there. You hope that he has a speedy recovery so that he can make a career out of this at the next level. But, yeah, I mean, I think there are going to be players that can be productive on the other end.
Now, you look at it from his own, through his own lens of what he's gone through. He went through not playing that much early to then last year breaking through, but only getting four games because of the COVID shutdown and then not being able to play this next year. That's not a lot of football over a three-year stretch where – you know, you wish him the best in his return. I think those names that you mentioned, there's a lot of really good candidates. I think that Savell Smalls last year, remember, he was a true freshman walking in during COVID time when they had limited practices, limited conditioning, all of that. I really felt like he improved exponentially during those four games. And by the end, you could get it. I think he was just like most freshmen, a little bit hesitant early. And he increased his playing time. And you could just see him make more plays towards game three and game four. And so he's a guy that now that he's been here for a full year, feels more comfortable. He's got more experience. He's certainly a guy that's got all the physical ability as a five-star guy on paper. He's got the speed. He's got the strength. He's got the size. And I think he's got the mentality. They love the way that he knows the game and is a student of the game. And so I think he's a guy that, if you're looking at who's going to be the one that you would expect to step up and be more productive and fill up the stat sheet and get pressures, I would say he would be the one to watch. I'm also really fascinated in Jeremiah Martin, the transfer coming in from Texas A&M. He didn't have a sack in his career at Texas A&M, but he's just another name to put in that mix of guys that depth-wise, football, you better have 4, 5, 6 guys that can do that because you see what happens with ZTF.
Yeah, Jeremiah Martin had a really athletic-looking interception yesterday as he was able to jump up into the air, bat it up to himself, and then come up with the INT. And so he's a guy that's flashed. He's shown some things so far, and certainly coming from a program like Texas A&M, you know, he's highly recruited and has some big upside. So it's not a weak room. I mean, this is a room that is absolutely loaded, in my opinion. But when you skim off the top, that's always kind of a painful loss. And so, obviously, our thoughts and prayers with ZTF. We are hopeful and excited for a speedy recovery, and we know a lot of great things are waiting in his future. Okay, so that's the outside linebacker position. Meanwhile, the inside linebackers, I think, you know, this is going to be interesting to see as this defense evolves and as they do some different things, as they go with three down linemen at times. You know, it's been such a nickel-heavy defense over the years, but now maybe going to some 5-2 sets. And how much are we going to solidify that front seven with a thick front of down linemen and then that inside linebacker position? You know, how deep is that room really going to be from a rotation standpoint in games? We know the potential's there. We know that guys like, you know, Josh Calvert, Mickey Ayu, Daniel Haimuli, these are guys that have big upside down the road. But how often are we going to be able to rotate guys like that into the game? We saw Alfonso Tuputala at times last year. MJ Tafisi's coming off an injury. If this is a room that can be deep, and not just an all-conference guy like Eddie Ulofosio, but Jackson Sermon and all these guys can really, you know, rotate in and make plays at the inside linebacker position, that's certainly going to help that whole defensive front.
Well, I think last year was certainly an improvement. The year before, I thought that was probably the weakness of the defense, was the middle linebacking crew. And I think with Eddie Ulofosio leading the way, they took tremendous strides. I think he's going to be a beast. He showed it last year. And then who's going to come along with him? I think that's the thing. There's guys, there's depth. But they still are looking for, in my opinion, another dude to go along with Eddie. And I think leadership-wise, he's one of the best that we've seen in a while defensively, and the way that he communicates with his teammates and the way that he approaches the game. And just his want to and his story is really good, and yeah. I think he's got the respect. Just starting as a walk-on and earning everything that he's ever been given. We've seen a lot of guys in the past that have followed that path, and he's the next one of, I don't know, there's something about it when they've got to prove themselves like that, that they never quit with that mentality of, you know, just 100% all the time and leading the way. He's a joy to watch play this game, I know that. And who's going to come along with him? I think that's a big storyline. Defensively, there's obviously every year in college you lose guys to graduation in the draft like Elijah Molden, and who's going to replace him is another big storyline. But I think that inside linebacking crew took a step in the right direction led by him last year. And that's, you know, who's going to step up and go along with him and play at that high level? That's the question.
He's a fourth-year junior, and he's going into his fourth year here on Montlake. And the strides he's made from year one to year two, huge. Year two to year three, tremendous. Yeah. And now from year three to year four, really excited to see, can he become a Ben Burkhirvan type? Can he become like a conference player of the year quality inside linebacker? And if you have a guy like that, that's obviously going to anchor your defense. The question is, who could be next to him? Who could be a real dude? The coaching staff loves Jackson Sermon and the way that he's come along so far. But again, from a depth standpoint, Jimmy Lake saying earlier this week that he really likes MJ Tafisi.
Man, I mean, you talk about a guy that's just like pulling the trigger and going and making plays. It's nice to see him back to, you know, what he was about 2 years ago when we saw, you know, those early flashes before his unfortunate injury. I'm extremely excited about MJ. He is pushing. If something happened and he had to be the starter or he eventually took over as a starter, it would not surprise me one bit.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's great news for MJ personally after the hit that he took at Arizona a couple years ago. Just for him to be healthy and ready to go, because he can put the smack down. He can hit hard.
No question. I was just going to ask you, you know, what are your recollections from that night in Tucson? It was scary at first, and you were down on the sidelines kind of seeing the way he needed to be carted off the field and everything. But to see him running around and making the plays that he's made this spring, another guy that you're just really happy for, and you wonder what his upside could possibly be now that he's back to 100%.
Yeah, those moments are always extremely scary. And, I mean, we've seen it here in the history of Husky football. It sometimes doesn't end very well with hits like that. When you get carted off, it always brings up, for me, stirs up really just a lot of emotion to see somebody that is – it's football. You know, every time you step on the field that you have a chance to – really get significantly injured or even lose your life. And so you hate that. And just to have him out there and now being back to playing football at a really high level and getting the praises of Jimmy Lake, it's, you know, it's what it's all about. And thankfully for him, he's made a full recovery and is ready to go up and rip it up again defensively.
Well, I love this defense. I'm excited about this defense. I think it's got the chance to be the best defense in the conference. When you have the best defense in the conference, you have a chance to be the best team in the conference. And so I just love this group. We could talk about them all day long, but hey, let's talk a little offense when we continue in a moment. We're live at Husky Stadium for Husky Football Saturday. We're getting ready for practice number 11 right now. The quarterbacks are out in the gold jerseys, just warming up, tossing to each other. We haven't seen anybody else kind of come out onto the field yet, but this is an open practice. You go to GoHuskies.com, RSVP your place, and you're welcome to come out. Again, not quite as beautiful as it was last Saturday, but you're welcome to sit in the stands with us and watch practice number 11 of the spring, which is going to go from 10:30 to 12:30 here this morning and afternoon at Husky Stadium. We'll talk some offense, and particularly the quarterback position, when we continue in a moment live from Husky Stadium. This is Husky Football Saturday on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
This report is sponsored by Tulalip Resort Casino.
It is the return of mountain snow and lowland rain today. Hi, I'm meteorologist Rebecca Stevenson from King 5. Cloudy skies today. Expect rain at times. Cooler highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Rain will break to showers this evening. Overnight lows, low 40s.
Spring into big cash and prizes this April at Tulalip. Stop on by Wednesdays to be one of the three guaranteed $1,000 winners each week. Find all the details online at TulalipCasino.com.
Time to hit the road in a new Toyota. When you run the numbers, you'll find big savings. Now through May 3rd, get $1,000 customer cash on a rugged new 21 Tacoma or $1,250 on an exciting new Camry. Excludes TRD Pro and Camry TRD. Or get $1,500 on the aggressively sophisticated Highlander or stylish new Corolla. A dealer doc fee of up to $150 may be added. For all Toyota offers, go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Home Street Bank was born in Seattle, and for nearly 100 years, we've been your neighbor and a passionate supporter of local communities. That's why we continue to sponsor and support Husky Athletics through these challenging times. Home Street Bank remains dedicated to serving current and new customers through personal banking, home loan, and business banking solutions. Whether online or in person, we're here, and we're looking forward to helping you. HomeStreet.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
the Chevy Silverado Trail Boss is designed to stand out. Because when you have a 2-inch lift, Goodyear DuraTrack tires, and an integrated dual exhaust, the last thing you'll need is a road. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss, ready to off-road right from the factory.
See your Northwest Chevy dealer.
As a not-for-profit credit union, BECU is all for Huskies. That's why when you shop with the BECU UW Debit MasterCard, your purchases go from this to this. And with free checking and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, you always have a home advantage. To order the official card of UW, go to becu.org/UW. Order today. Federally insured by NCUA.
As the coach for Husky football, I expect our players to take care of each other throughout the season. That support and caring ensures our success, and it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from UW Medicine, the official healthcare partner of Husky Athletics. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies, and it's safe, high-quality care everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Summer's just around the corner. If you're dreading the thought of hot, uncomfortable weather and sleepless nights, there is an answer. Here's Bruce from Day and Night Plumbing and Heating.
You know, we get a lot of requests for air conditioning, but in the Northwest, most of the time, we're using our heating more than we're using our air conditioning. And a heat pump will do both air conditioning and it will heat your house.
Day and Night is ready to do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable and save you money.
With a Bryant Hybrid Comfort System, you can stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And the best deals are right now, before the heat wave hits.
Beat the summer heat. Call Day and Night Plumbing and Heating, a factory-authorized Bryant dealer. Learn how you can save up to $3,580 on a qualifying Bryant Hybrid Comfort System. It's easy with a free home comfort and energy savings consultation.
Day and night, plumbing and heating.
Stay cool, save money. Call Day and Night to schedule your free, no face-to-face, in-home evaluation today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Syntec is back and better than ever at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is a premium full synthetic motor oil option at an affordable price. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec full synthetic and a Wix filter for just $29.99. Syntec is formulated for today's engines to minimize friction, heat, and wear. Try Syntec today exclusively at
oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This weekend, hot tubs and swim spas factory direct. Save up to 40% off Coast Spas at Rich's Factory Direct Hot Tub Blowout. Payments from $59. Open till 6 p.m. today at Rich's 6 locations. Rich'sHome.com.
Thinking of selling your home but don't know where to start? Before you make any decisions, be sure to log on to sellerschallenge.com. Ben Kenny of Keller Williams Realty is the area's number one real estate and ranked number three in the entire country, according to the Wall Street Journal. Get the most for your property with Ben Kenny at sellerschallenge.com.
Now back to Husky Football Saturday with your host, Tony Castricone, on your home for the Dogs. Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Elias Woodward, the co-host with me this week, because we are live high atop Husky Stadium for practice number 11 of the 2021 spring camp, Husky Football Saturday, live and on the air. And, of course, the spring game coming up a week from today. That should be a lot of fun. We still are awaiting a format, Elise, but I can't wait to see just what we get out on the field coming up 1 week from today. It'll be 11:30 pregame show right here on KJR. Of course, it'll be the last day of the NFL draft as well, so we'll be checking studio updates to see what Huskies get picked, who the Seahawks end up taking. That'll be a busy day here on the station, but 11:30 pregame, it'll be a noon spring game, and we'll have the Honks alongside for pregame and postgame coverage, and we'll be getting interviews as well with you, Elise, down on the sidelines to try to wrap up what I think has been a pretty productive spring so far. Of course, we led with the bad news this week. The ZTF is done for the rest of camp and the early part of the 2021 competitive season, but I still think that the energy that I've seen for every single one of these practices really has me hopeful for what this team's going to be. And in some ways, I wonder a little bit if there isn't maybe an emotional or even a spiritual advantage to some of these programs that only got to play four or five games, that didn't get spring camp last year, all that stuff. I mean, the programs that still played 10, 11, 12, 13 games, they didn't really maybe get that sense of loss that a lot of these guys are feeling. And that sense of loss, I think, is a hunger that's fueled this team through camp to have a whole lot of energy and get better every day.
Yeah, I couldn't agree anymore with you on that. I think the sense of gratitude from each one of these guys when you talk to them, and it's not just the players, it's the coaches, it's everybody, just to be out here playing football. And even though you only get 12, 13 games a year, there's always, you get into that rhythm and you get into taking it for granted, right? I don't think any of them at this point are taking this for granted. I mean, let's be real honest. A lot of times spring football's a grind. You're not playing any games. You may get a glorified scrimmage, but it's all about the reps and the boring stuff and the things you don't really want to do as a player, right? It's conditioning and it's learning and all of those different things. But this time, the energy, like you mentioned, is crazy, where the music is going the whole time. The players are having fun. Don't have the defense pick off a pass, because it's going to be like a 60-second celebration. They're doing the worm at midfield. They're bouncing off each other. I mean, it's hilarious to watch. I love that kind of stuff. The offense, not so much.
Yeah. Every interception seems to be returned for a touchdown because they're not going to stop. Run, Forrest, run, right? Yeah. They'll go right outside the stadium. And then conversely, every time the offense scores a touchdown, the celebrations are choreographed and everything else. Yeah. And so these guys are having a lot of fun. They're building a lot of confidence. They're building a lot of camaraderie as now we've got most of the roster out here on the field. The offense decked in purple, the defense decked in white, and the quarterbacks wearing the gold jerseys for protective reasons. But I think that these guys are all out here having fun, and practice number 11 about ready to begin.
And don't you think that some of it is because this is the first time Jimmy Lake has been out there as the head coach for spring?
Yeah.
Last year was so staggered. It was start and stop, start and stop. And there was always a feeling of uneasiness of, are we going to see a game on Saturday? Who will be available with COVID? I feel like that now they're past that you can start looking forward. And for Jimmy Lake, as the first time running through spring drills as the guy and a new defensive coordinator with no Pete Kwiatkowski, there's a lot of changes on this team. There really is. And to be able to get through this and to have that energy, and you talk about just setting the culture and the expectations, this has been big this spring.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, let's talk a little bit about the offense here. And we'll start with the quarterback room, which everybody's kind of had an eye on this quarterback competition all throughout the spring. It's a competition that I expect to go into the fall. Of course, there's the incumbent, Dylan Morris, who, as a freshman last year, did a sensational job of just managing a new offense led by offensive coordinator John Donovan, of getting everybody set, of kind of staying cool in some tense pressure situations. Of course, led the second biggest comeback in the history of Husky Stadium in that home game against Utah. Led the Huskies from 21 down back to within 5 against a really good Stanford team. But he's going to have some competition as the Colorado State transfer Patrick O'Brien is in the mix, along with true freshman Sam Heward, who was just playing high school games a couple of weeks ago. A young talent who is still trying to catch up to the speed of the college game, but has some enormous upside. And Jimmy Lake talked earlier this week about the overall talent in his quarterback group.
Right now, our quarterback room is more talented than we were last year, by far. You put those first three guys, and then even Camden Sermon, who's out there making plays, our quarterback room right now is way more talented than we were at this point last year.
That's interesting to hear, because there was some talent that was lost from last year. A couple of transfers out. There was the FCS All-American Kevin Thompson, who never had a chance to play due to his injury, but that was a talented room last year. Coach Lake feels like it's much more talented this year.
Well, you love it because, for the most part, you haven't been able to see a lot of reps from any of them. Patrick O'Brien has the experience starting his career at Nebraska and then, you know, really getting in and being a starter and having significant reps with Colorado State. But Dylan Morris, you've seen 4 games. And I think Husky fans had to like what they saw from a freshman last year, given the reins. And his demeanor and the way he held himself and the way he was able to check into stuff and check out of stuff at the line of scrimmage, everything that he did from that standpoint, I didn't feel like he looked like a freshman. Patrick O'Brien is a big body with a big arm, and he's had some really nice moments in this one. And that, I think, is a competition. I really do. Yeah. They're pushing each other right now. And, you know, I just like Kevin Thompson, we didn't have an indicator from Jimmy Lake. Was it going to be Thompson? Was it going to be Morris? He didn't tell you. It's funny, going back, we didn't know until game time. You know, we knew kind of through the grapevine, but it wasn't announced until these starting lineups here in Husky Stadium for game one against Oregon State last year. But I don't know if that's going to be the MO with Jimmy. But the good news is that I think Dylan Morris has continued to improve. He looks very comfortable. And that Patrick O'Brien right now is pushing him. He looks like a guy that is absolutely a sixth-year guy. He's big and strong. He's got a big arm. And you know, learning the system with John Donovan, it looks like he's right now pretty comfortable with it. So I think those two guys have emerged as the two that are atop the depth chart, most certainly.
Yeah, no question. And O'Brien's got some size, 6'5", 245 pounds. He just really has the look of a quarterback. But then he's trying to unseat a guy who, you know, Dylan Morris, in his third college game, had the ball at his own 12-yard line against a really good Utah defense, down by four with 4 minutes left in the ballgame. And just the poise that I remember throughout that drive, and the third down conversions and the completions and all the things that needed to happen in order to complete that comeback, that's not a thing I'll soon forget. I mean, I thought Dylan Morris, he's going to be tough to unseat, but he is getting pushed right now by Patrick O'Brien, who's playing very well.
Well, which is exactly what you want.
Yeah.
You want quality depth, you want quality competition, because it makes you play better. And I think that, like you mentioned, the poise last year and the moxie for Dylan Morris, and you know, the ability to move the chains when he needed to with his feet just to make plays. And that's one thing in spring that you don't really get a true sense of, and you can't really until the lights are on, the fans are in the stands, of when it's gut check time, who's going to emerge. Well, you saw Dylan Morris last year. They may not have been any fans in the stands, but the lights were on and the TVs were on, and there was millions watching, and he had some really big moments as a freshman. So I think you feel confident in that, and that I think he looks very good so far in this camp. And then O'Brien, you mentioned, just a big dude out there slinging it, and so it's everything that you want to see. And then, you know, Sam Huard, obviously the five-star guy that was playing high school, as you mentioned just a couple of weeks ago, just learning this system. You can see right now, you know, the freshman, he's thinking. He's thinking a lot. And that's obviously he should be. He's got a lot right now to digest as the first time stepping on campus. But, boy, he can sling it. He can absolutely sling it.
He's thinking about how to go under center. That's not a thing, you know? I mean, like, just all the little things that he didn't have to do in his high school career.
The most difficult position in sport is quarterback. That's my opinion. I don't think there is one other position where you are in control as much and there is more things. When you are somebody trying to learn a system and learn your personnel and learn where your wide receivers like it and to all of the different factors that go into being a good quarterback, and as a true freshman, you don't see it a lot where guys are ready. And Jake Browning didn't have any competition. Siler Miles was gone when he stepped foot. And that spring, I remember being like, ooh, this is, you know, he is swimming. He's got a lot going on. And then freshman year, you know, he was pretty good for a true freshman in leading the offense, getting out on the field. So there is a dramatic jump from when you're a spring freshman or a spring football, you know, true freshman, to where you are in the fall. And once you're done with fall camp, and the growth is, you know, I mentioned it before, it's exponential. Like, it's just going to, you know, it's going to go straight up with just the reps and the knowledge and just getting your feet wet in college football.
Well, we had a chance to hear from Jimmy Lake at his press conference on Wednesday about Patrick O'Brien and whether or not he really feels like his grad transfer is pushing Dylan Morris for the starting job. And Coach Lake says, absolutely.
You see him out there. He's making the plays. He's getting the playbook. He's digesting it really, really well. He's playing quicker than a freshman would play, you know, coming into a system like this. He's been around some similar systems, and so he's able to operate a little bit quicker and pull the trigger a little bit quicker. And you're able to see that out there. I'm really happy with his progression. Again, like everybody, they got a ways to go. But it's another guy that gives us confidence, that says, you know what, hey, this game's not too big for him. He can make the reads, he can make the throws, he can make the adjustments. So it's exciting to watch him progress.
Yeah, you look back through his career. I mean, you know, he's had a handful, a lot of really good games. You think about Wyoming last year on November 5th, a Thursday night game, throws for 70% completion, 255 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He only played four games last year, much like the Huskies. A lot of his experience came in the years before that. But a guy that can put up big numbers and a guy that's had a lot of success.
Well, and I think that depth in that quarterback spot, you see one hit and guys go to the sideline. You've got to have more than one quarterback available. There is no question.
Yeah, no question about it. All right. Also, as we continue to roll through a look at the offense, whoever that quarterback's going to be is going to be protected by a big veteran offensive line. And Coach Lake talked about just absolutely loving his offensive line earlier this week.
That's my favorite position group, and I don't mind saying that. Those guys are tough, nasty. They're smart. I'm sure that we have the biggest offensive line in our conference. They're physical. They're everything that we want every one of our position groups to be like. Just physical, brutal, tough guys, and also smart. I'm extremely excited about that group. I think there's, you know, our second O-line and even into our third O-line could be starters at other programs. And so we're going to have to do a good job of rotating those guys in because they're earning the right to have more reps.
I think it's interesting that Coach Lake says that that's his favorite room on the whole team. I mean, not
might
the room
there
that he used to coach, the defensive backs, not anybody on the defensive side of the ball when he was coordinator. It's the O-line.
Well, when you look at the roster, so for so many years, the secondary has been the strength of the team. And now with the loss of Elijah Molden, I still think they're really, really good. I think the offensive line might be the best position group in terms of talent, experience, and strength. If you're looking at the one group that you feel really good about, is it an offensive line with the guys they return and all of the experience?
I would say so, and especially considering the way that the Huskies were able to run the football last year. I mean, really had a lot of success putting the ball on the ground, milking the clock, and just getting some great push up front. And, of course, you also have to think about the fact that Dylan Morris really almost never got sacked last year. I mean, he did. Now, that a lot of that's on Dylan because he knew when to get rid of the football and all that stuff. But another component of that is the offensive line was able to protect him and allow him to do what he needed to
do. Yeah, that is just absolutely huge. And those guys, you know, to have the experience returning in that unit, and, you know, Luke Wattenberg talked about it, just the fact that when you've got all these guys that have played together on the offensive line more than any other position group, the cohesiveness of those guys up front is crucial to being really good or to be great. And they've got that cohesiveness. That's a huge thing. I'm telling you right now, it's pretty to see the guys run around. You win and lose up front with your offensive and your defensive line. And the good news for Washington is their offensive line has looked very good. They've got a tremendous amount of confidence. They've got talent there. Jackson Kirkland is a stud, absolute stud. He'll be playing at the next level, and his decision to return really bolstered that group. And then when you figure, is Cade Otton part of the offensive line, or is he part of your receiving corps?
Because he's both, right?
He is a hell of a blocker.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a joy to watch him set the edge and do some things. Oh, my gosh. That guy is going to make some NFL coach really happy because how smart he is, how physical he is as a tight end, and then he's got hands. You know, he's one of their better blockers, even though he's 250, and 300.
Tight ends coach Durham Cato saying earlier this week that he feels like Mark Redmond has come along in that part of the game. Quentin Moore has come along in that part of the game. Quentin Moore's got a great body.
Yeah.
He's going to be a big target over the middle, but he's really learning how to run block very well as well. And so, yeah, I think all of this is setting up to have a really good running game. And, of course, a quarterback's best friend is having a strong running game that they can rely on because that sets up so many things in the play action. It just makes you so much more balanced and versatile back there. But, you know, let's talk running back room real quick. Keith Bonifa is leading a deep group that's only getting deeper. Last year you had four different guys that all kind of rotated somewhat evenly to average 28 carries a game, 5 yards per carry, catch a lot of passes out of the backfield. And now you're starting to sprinkle in a guy like Javion Sunday, who, as a freshman, looks like he could get some reps now as well. This could be a five-man rotation.
That guy looks like he's 25 in a football uniform. He is
not afraid of contact.
No, he is a big, strong, tough-looking guy. And what an addition to that running back group that returns everybody. And that was one of their strengths last year. it is interesting because, you know, Keith Bonifo has talked about last year they wanted to utilize these guys, keep them all fresh. And this year he says you want to see somebody emerge. They want to have, you know, one or two dudes emerge. And Myles Gaskin, you knew, was going to get 20 carries. And if he got 25, you were winning the game. I don't know if they're going to have a 20 or 25 carry back in the room, but I do know that they've got a different kind of back. They've got multiple backs that do different things, and the versatility there is really cool. So depending on what kind of defense they're seeing and, you know, is play to play, checking into stuff, they've got some guys in their backfield that can make plays. I expect that running back group to be, again, with that offensive line, to be one of their strengths.
I asked Keith Bonifo earlier this week, why is it that you want to see one guy kind of step up when you could have four or five fresh guys out there all the time? And he answered that for us on the Go Huskies podcast.
Sometimes you might be taking a guy out right when he's getting into a groove. And in some ways, once a guy gets into a groove, and we've seen this in the past with Myles Gaskin and stuff, when games are rolling, even LeVon Coleman in the past, you know, when they get on a roll, it's like, okay, this dude's going. He's in the zone. And I think rotating guys, you don't really get that feel. I think the other thing is, from the stands or watching, there's things out there where this guy's hitting power pretty good or this guy's hitting inside zone pretty good, where you can kind of talk about that amongst yourself as a staff, you know, over the headset, where when you're rotating guys, you don't really see what this guy has to feel and what he's hitting for. And I agree, there are going to be opportunities out there for multiple guys, but it's just nice to have a guy that's like, okay, here's a guy on Saturday that's going to get this thing done. And now everybody can see that. And then I think the O-line, the running backs, the receivers, the defense, everybody kind of can feed off that. And that's just more the style that I've always liked.
That's some great stuff from Keith Bonifa, who was really transparent with us. If you didn't have a chance to hear the conversation, make sure you download the Go Huskies podcast and check it out. We've had a lot of great lengthy one-on-ones with assistant coaches this year, and those are available only on the Go Huskies podcast, so check it out. But it's interesting to think, like, okay, great, let's have one guy that's your go-to bell cow. Who's it going to be?
Right.
Is it going to be Cam Davis, Richard Newton, Javion Sunday, Kamari Pleasant? Looks like he can handle a lot of carries. Sean McGrew? I mean, who's it going to be?
Well, and that's why these spring practices are so crucial. You remember Sean McGrew? When he said that, I immediately thought of Sean McGrew last year when he was in an absolute rhythm. Was that against Stanford? And then he didn't play in the second half as much. Like, you were like, oh, he was hitting it. He looked like he was going off. And then after that point, you didn't see him a lot in the second half. And they mentioned afterwards, you know what? We should have gone back to him a little bit. It's tough as a running back. It's like a shooter in a lot of ways in basketball. Like, sometimes it takes a while to get warmed up. You got to get a feel for the defense and where you're going to be open, and that certainly is the case for a running back, and they wear you out. But it's going to be with a very deep room. They've got five guys that can all play, but if you want to do a bell cow system where one guy's going to get 20 carries, somebody's going to have to emerge, and I don't know how you eliminate that. That's the tough thing.
Yeah, it will be a great competition for sure throughout the spring and then into next fall as we see how this offense comes together for the 2021 season, which is a great schedule. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there are a lot of games to look forward to when you take a look at that 2021 schedule. All right, we got to hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little wide receivers and preview camp. Or preview the rest of today's practice out here, the 11th practice of Spring Camp 2021. It's Husky Football Saturday, live from Husky Stadium on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
The Adventurous RAV4 is America's best-selling SUV. Just run the numbers and you'll find big savings. Now through May 3rd, get $1,250 customer cash on a gas-powered 21 RAV4. Or lease a new all-wheel drive RAV4 LE for $239 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. A dealer doc fee of up to $150 may be added. Call 1-888-48-TOYOTA for details or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Everyone's so busy keeping up. Forget about the Joneses. We all on our telephones with the texts and the tweets and the beats. What he said, she said, can't even follow the thread. Down the hole, we all go. Me, I like keeping up too with my Corona and my attitude. That's La Vida Masfina.
Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As the coach for Husky football, I expect our players to take care of each other throughout the season. That support and caring ensures our success, and it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from UW Medicine, the official healthcare partner of Husky Athletics. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies, and it's safe, high-quality care everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Hi, I'm Bruce with Day and Night Plumbing and Heating. Day and Night Plumbing and Heating has been serving our community with plumbing and air conditioning and heating services since 1954. This area is a place we've grown to love. We've got deep roots here, and we've always wanted to give back to our community. We found some programs that we really wanted to be involved with that we think are making a great impact. We've chosen to partner with Penny's Place, the part of Northwest Family Life, to help women and children who are victims of domestic violence by giving $100 for every furnace, heat pump, or air conditioner installation. If you want to find out more about Penny's Place and what you can do to support this wonderful organization, look us up online at dayandnight.net. That's dayandnite.net. And they're right on our homepage.
Day and Night. Plumbing and heating.
Save money on plumbing, heating, or air conditioning with coupons at dayandnight.net.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online. And it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Hey, everybody. Keith and Darren Jones from AgriShop Ace Hardware in Auburn and Tacoma, here with our new Husqvarna Auto Mower.
I connect your phone by Bluetooth and have high cutting capacity.
What are you doing, Darren?
I am not Darren. I'm your Husqvarna robot mower with GPS-assisted navigation. Pip-pop.
Well, that info is correct, and we do have the full line of Husqvarna X-Line series robotic mowers at AgriShop Ace Hardware. But you need to stop that annoying voice.
I am a robot. Your insults do not hurt me. Darren is the best Jones brother.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your car no longer stopping like it used to? Don't miss out on spring brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. You'll find great deals on brake pads and rotors, fluids, degreasers, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Boar's Head, we stop at nothing to achieve the most authentic flavors. That's why our bold Pitcraft slow-smoked turkey breast is hand-seasoned in our signature dry rub, including guajillo chili pepper and brown sugar. Then, expertly smoked and slow-roasted over real mesquite wood. For a burst of flavor so delicious, you would think you were standing over an open fire pit. Bold Pitcraft slow-smoked turkey breast, available at the deli and only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Now back to Husky Football Saturday with your host, Tony Castricone, on your home for the Dogs. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Elise Woodward with me for the rest of the hour as we get ready for the spring game coming up next Saturday right here on Sports Radio 950, KJR. It'll be 11:30 pregame show, a noon kickoff with the Honks up in the booth, Elise down at the sidelines. And don't know if it's going to be purple versus gold. Don't know if it's going to be offense, defense, whatever it's going to be. It's going to be our last chance to see the Dogs this spring before they get ready for fall camp and the upcoming 2021 season, which, Elise, I don't know about you. I just feel so excited to take a look at this schedule. Now, okay, we're going to have a celebration on September 4th at home against Montana. That's going to be awesome. But then a week later to go to the Big House, take on the Michigan Wolverines, who are coming off a season where, like, I'm feeling like the Huskies should have a great chance to go be very competitive in that game. They went 2-4 a year ago. They only had half a season. They're obviously going to look at it as a big game, but I mean, I think the way that this season's lining up, and then as far as conference games go, back half of the schedule is the games loaded with your championship winning games. I love the way the schedule falls together.
I think one of the most disappointing things about all last year was not having the chance to have Michigan come into Husky Stadium, because there's been so many good memories in the matchups, not just in the Rose Bowl, but you know, throughout the Washington-Michigan rivalry. I mean, because it is, they've played each other, and frequently enough that there's some really good games to talk about historically. And I think that for all Husky fans and Seahawk fans, when you see Jim Harbaugh on the sideline, you want to just... is it just me?
It's not just me?
Enough for when he was at Stanford and then obviously with the 49ers, but I think there's some people that would really love to see him lose in his khakis. That's all I'm going to say. So the chance, they didn't get a chance to, you know, get after him when he was here at Husky Stadium. You know, that was unfortunate. You hope you can get it on the schedule at some point. But to go to the Big House this year for these players, and how exciting for them. For me personally, it's one of the cool... I've had a chance to go to a lot of phenomenal stadiums, and I didn't get to go there the last time. 12 men on the field, I won't say that. Didn't get to go to the Big House the last time. So I'm really fired up to go and you know, hopefully that all the Husky fans that want to go out there and see that game on the road and travel, that it'll be available.
Yeah. Well, it'll be the 13th meeting all time against Michigan. Michigan actually leads the series 7-5, but four of those games occurred before the Don James era. Michigan won all four of those. So since the Dog Father stepped foot on campus, Washington has beaten Michigan 5 out of the 8 times. And since the Dog Father made his way to Montlake, in all 8 of those meetings, it's been ranked against ranked. So, I mean, it's always a big game when Michigan and Washington play. Obviously, 4 of those 8 games were Rose Bowls. There was a home-and-home in 83-84. There was a home-and-home in 2001-2002. And now we have, hopefully, a home-and-home. Hopefully, we're able to work out a situation where Michigan's able to make up their trip to Seattle. Would love to get those guys here on a sunny September Saturday. But regardless, just thankful for the opportunity to have a major non-conference game this year in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I think for Husky football fans, the Pac-12 conference and the rivalries, you're always up for those games no matter what. But it is so nice to have one marquee major game in that non-conference schedule. And I like the fact they start with Montana at home, because there is so much new every year in college football. But I think especially this year, I think last year felt like an incomplete, kind of an awkward year with only 4 games. And for Jimmy Lake, they were, and for a lot of the freshmen and a lot of these players, it was amazing experience to maybe take some of the nerves and the raw energy away, and now you can settle in year 2. But it's a full season. You expect it to be a full season next year, a full slate. It's going to be fans in the stands. How many, we don't know, but there should be some fans. It will feel real and not artificial. I think last year was just a weird... Yeah. And so I think for them to have the Montana game at home to get things started, and then they go to the Big House in week 2, and then home again for Arkansas State before they start with Cal, who's had their number the last 2 seasons. It's a fun 4-game stretch to start the season.
Yeah, no question about it. And when you talk about trying to figure things out early in the season on the offensive side of the ball, that's going to be the wide receiver room. Who's going to step up out of that group? Jimmy Lake talked about that earlier this week.
Our wide receivers are starting to look like what we want those guys to look like. That room is playing with confidence. They're out there making plays. They're blocking in the run game. They're going against a secondary that's really, really talented. And they're also going against a style of defense that does not give up a lot of big plays. You guys know historically, we've given up the least amount of big plays in the country in the last 7 years. And so that's what they have to go against every single day. And so for those guys to go out there and make the plays that they've been making is extraordinary. And you can see the confidence, and you can see the swag, the toughness, and that's what we want that position group to be like. And it's only going to get better when we add a couple more guys here coming up.
Well, we know they're going to throw to the tight end a lot, but who do you like out of the wide receiver room so far?
Well, I think two guys that got, we talk about experience from last year and showed some flashes, but Jalen McMillan is one of them that you like the flash, you like what he can do, and then Roma Dunze as well. Those guys working in last year and, again, as true freshmen setting foot in college football, it's a lot, and especially with what everything, the protocols and all of that as a student athlete, that they come in, even though they're still freshmen, they've had a ton of experience. You don't get that in normal college football time. So for them, I want those two guys to really show some flashes of brilliance going against a very good secondary that's obviously talented and coached up well in this program. And it's nice when, for a wide receiving core, you get to the game and you actually feel like it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question about that. I like Sawyer Racanelli, too. I think he's had a great camp. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left. Elise, looking forward to next week, the spring game, having you down on the sidelines.
It's just so good to be here. I just hope that all the Husky fans that have missed this as much as I have, and just being in the stadium and the fans and the energy and the vibe, I hope many of them can make it out next Saturday and then are ready to go with what we hope is a healthy and happy 2021 season this year.
No question. Can't wait for it. Spring game coming up next Saturday. Pre-game coverage at 11:30. Kickoff at noon right here. Thanks to Chris Kidd back in the studio, Terry Ryan, our producer, for Elise Woodward. I'm Tony Castrico. This has been Husky Football Saturday.
At Bale Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics, since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bale Breaker to Husky football on game day as well. Or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bale Breaker Brewing. Fresh off the farm.
As a not-for-profit credit union, BECU is all for Huskies. That's why when you shop with the BECU UW Debit MasterCard, your purchases go from this to this. And with free checking and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, you always have a home advantage. To order the official card of UW, go to becu.org/UW. Order today. Federally insured by NCUA.
When it comes to hybrid technology, nobody has more hybrid models than Toyota. Now you can get $1,500 customer cash on a new 21 all-wheel drive Venza, Highlander Hybrid, or all-new Sienna. Get $1,750 on the exciting new Camry Hybrid and $2,000 customer cash on a new Corolla Hybrid. Now through May 3rd, a dealer doc fee of up to $150 may be added. Go to buyatoyota.com for details. Toyota, let's go places.
When the stakes are high and it's your money on the line, you can count on Banner Bank. Banner Bankers listen and care about every detail, always one step ahead of whatever you need. From easy online banking to the perfect home loan, with financial tools and advice that help you get ahead. So start banking with Banner Bank and get the superpower service you deserve. Built for action. Built for banking. Banner Bank. Banner Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Escape the everyday at Swinomish Casino and Lodge on the beautiful shores of Padilla Bay in Anacortes. Whether you're looking to get away for a few days or a few hours, your staycation destination is closer than you think. Enjoy our spacious rooms with amazing views. And if it's thrills you're searching for, hit the casino floor for the latest and greatest games. We want you to know that you can stay and play safe here at Swinomish Casino and Lodge. So book your Swinomish staycation today.
Everyone's so busy keeping up. Forget about the Joneses. We all on our telephones with the texts and the tweets and the beats. What he said, she said, can't even follow the thread. Down the hole, we all go. Me, I like keeping up too, with my Corona and my attitude. That's La Vida Masfina.
Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Summer's just around the corner. If you're dreading the thought of hot, uncomfortable weather and sleepless nights, there is an answer. Here's Bruce from Day and Night Plumbing and Heating.
You know, we get a lot of requests for air conditioning, but in the Northwest, most of the time, we're using our heating more than we're using our air conditioning. And a heat pump will do both air conditioning and it will heat your house.
Day and Night is ready to do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable and save you money.
With a Bryant Hybrid Comfort System, you can stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And the best deals are right now, before the heat wave hits.
Beat the summer heat. Call Day and Night Plumbing and Heating, a factory-authorized Bryant dealer. Learn how you can save up to $3,580 on a qualifying Bryant Hybrid Comfort System. It's easy with a free home comfort and energy savings consultation.
Day and Night, Day and Night Plumbing and Heating.
Stay cool, save money. Call Day and Night to schedule your free, no face-to-face, in-home evaluation today.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
The best defense is a good offense. So before the sewer backs up into your home and wreaks havoc, stop freaking and call Beacon. Beacon Plumbing Heating Mechanical is there for you when you need them most. 1-800-FREAKIN or beaconplumbing.net.
This weekend, patio furniture and fire pits factory direct. Save up to half off outdoor furniture at Rich's Factory Direct Blowout. The Northwest's largest selection featuring Tropitone. Open till 6 p.m. today at Rich's. Six locations. Rich'sHome.com. Yes.
KJRAM and KJRFM HD2.
Seattle!
Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app.